It's your boy Enigma September, and this is the Enigma Self Hour. Glad you guys can make it. Another week, another dollar, another podcast episode. So glad you guys are here. This is episode 55 of the podcast. Just getting up there, getting up there. The podcast is powered by Freedom Train Radio. And Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. So big up to my man Joe Ward and my man Patrick Irvine for supporting your boy. If you want to find out more information about PAX Inc., you can check it out at PAXInc.org. PAX Inc. is the organization ran by Pat in regards to building up the black community. So when you're listening to the podcast, you're just not listening to, you know, somebody jibber jabber just sitting in his room like Brandy. You know, he's actually going towards something, you know, respectable. even if I'm not respectable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, to my podcast listeners out there, you can find the live stream of the Enigma Self Hour on YouTube. All right. The YouTube, and you can find it at youtube.com/EnigmaSelf927. Now, while you're at it, you can check it out. Hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, all that stuff or whatever. But also, while you're on YouTube, check out my man Big Low at Big Low Hip Hop. A, he's trying to get to 1,000 subscribers. If you look at my subscriber list or number, he's doing way better than me. So my endorsement is just a little drop in the pot. But you know what I'm saying? He'll support my bro. He got the Ill Coffee vlog, which was super dope this week, which came out Thursday, in which he has his daughter as a guest. And I was like, I wonder if I could do that. But yeah, I don't know if Mackenzie is got the attention span. She's still too. I don't know if she can sit there for that long. Plus, he edits his show. Mine is live. Maybe I can do an edit version. But yeah, Mackenzie is everywhere. I love my daughter. And if she's watching, probably not, but she ever is. Mackenzie, your dad loves you very much. Wow, because I mentioned on Twitter, we was watching Ugly Dolls, and like the last like song, not in the credits, but like the last song they sing when the townspeople get together and everything works out fine. Like, she like dancing to the song, but she does like real dance moves, and it's like weird in a good way. Like, she'll drop down like flash dance or some crap, not like the back arching crap, but she know how to do like the roll on her butt and turn around and do like a little split thing. My daughter is amazing, as most of that, if not all daughters are. And so I saw the Symphony and Big Low, man, they did everything. So yeah. Libra dads, we're the best. Anyway, to my YouTube viewers, yo, if you're watching either right now, live, or in the future, not watching in the past, that would be sort of creepy. This ain't the MCU, Spider-Man. If you're watching in the future, remember to hit that like button, drop a comment so I know you're watching, share, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of that. But most importantly, man, smash that subscribe button below right there. You know what I'm saying? Make sure to do that. Also, you know what I'm saying? You can check out the other past 54 episodes of the Enigma Self Hour at freedomtrainradio.com. You also can check it out on Apple, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, pretty much anywhere you can check out podcasts. Like I've noted before, on some of the podcast holders, you may only get the past 10 episodes, but if you want to get all of the past episodes, and including this one when it drops on Monday, you can find it at freedomtrainradio.com. So, and not only that, you can find my podcast, Joe's couple of podcasts, Pat got a couple of podcasts, Zaria things from Zaria areas regarding the black community and the world, really. Pretty much cover everything. So make sure you check that out. To any inspiring artists out there, if you want to get at me, you want to get an interview, you want to get a song on the podcast, You can hit me up at enigmaself@gmail.com. Also, too, if you want to do a drop, it's another way where, you know, you don't want to get a whole song or you don't have a song prepared, but you want to kind of get your voice heard with the podcast. I mean, we get out to a number of people. So, trust me, word would get out. But, you know what I'm saying, if you really want to get yourself out there, you can do a drop. Just say, you know, who you are, who you represent, and you're now listening to the Enigma Self Hour. And boom, boom, you know what I'm saying? I'll look out. So, again, my email, enigmaself@gmail.com. All right. And also, too, you can follow me on Twitter, enigmaself9, Facebook, facebook.com/enigmaself, Instagram, enigmaself. I don't know, any social media. I think the only different one is Twitter. Twitter is EnigmaSelf9 because the original EnigmaSelf Twitter got hacked or some crap. I should put one of them like in my bio, like, yo, gotta hack that. 1500. Follow me. Be that corny guy. Nah, I really should do that because I need my followers. love all my followers. All my subscribers already. Shouts out to you guys. All my Twitter followers, Facebook friends, podcast. I mean, not podcast. Instagram friends. But, yeah, step it up. So, feel free to follow your boy and let people know. Anyway, if we can get into the first track, shouts out to my man, Severe. Believe he's going to be on the podcast in September. Yeah, so in a couple of weeks. But I'm going to go ahead and throw this song out here. He already has a video for the song. So once, if you're listening to the live recording of the podcast, once you're done, you know, go down the dial. Once you watch this and watch Big Low, look up Severe Big Leagues. He has a video for this. I think it's Spencer Henderson directed it. Spencer Henderson is director of Tallahassee, Love & Hip Hop, Love & Hip Hop Tallahassee. One of those things. Anyway, you can find it on YouTube. Check it out. But I'm going to go ahead and play the song. This is Severe Big Leagues on the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
No matter want to make it to the big league. Nigga ride around on 10 speed. No matter want to make it to the big league. Pull up at the back in the Bentley. No matter want to make it to the big league. Be a better top count big cheese. No matter want to make it to the big league. Yeah.
Yeah.
No matter want to make it to the big league.
Yeah.
Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league. Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league. I done got away to the big league. Now we on the yacht ride, jet ski.
Yeah.
I come from the bottom. 24/7, 365, ain't nothing but problems. Neighborhood up in darkness, yeah. Like the city of Gotham. I'm in all black like I'm Batman, yeah. Cause my nigga be robbing. We got them slipping, we got them.
Yeah.
Dropping up out of these bandos. Now that we come from the Mando. See me out on the track. I'm running out of time. Now I got to keep mad. All these haters getting out of line.
Nobody wanna make it to the big league. Pull up at the back in the Bentley. Nobody wanna make it to the big league. Be a better top count big cheese. Nobody wanna make it to the big league. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league. Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league. Don't nobody wanna make it to the big league. I done got way to the big league. Now we on the yacht ride, jet ski.
You talking about what the hell you talking about, nigga? Ain't no talking to me. Told that nigga, we'll fuck around, nigga. We gon' motherfucker ball in the street. We come down with the big BMWs hog in the street. Hell, I'm a hater that want no smoke. We'll leave them niggas all in the street. I'm on my paper, I don't know about you. I'ma keep writing, I'ma keep it true. Seem like nobody want it like I do. I go to war just like I was a crew. Fruity says that life's annihilated. Money looking like a skyscraper. I'm at the top like, who is that?
Nobody wanna make it to the big league. Nigga round, round on 10 speed. Nobody wanna make it to the big league. Pull up at the back in the Bentley. Nobody wanna make it to the big league. Be a better top count big cheese. Nobody wanna make it to the big league. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody wanna make it to the big league.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna make it to the big league. Nobody wanna make it to the big league. I done got way to the big league. Now we on the yacht ride, just
yeah. like I was a fool. I go to order like I was a fool. Me and my partner, we got that one too. Call it up, Michael, won't check on one too. Oh boy, you know this shit ain't nothing new. I put it down like I was a fool. Who do it like me, it's down with you. Who do it like me, it's down with you. Who do it like me, it's down with you.
Boom, boom. This is the Enigma Myself. I was your boy, Enigma Myself Timber. That was my man, Severe, the Young Drax with Big Leagues. Like I said, you can find that video on YouTube. Just search Big Leagues Severe. And it's spelled the way it's supposed to be spelled. Severe and Big Leagues. And you should find it. Anyway, we're going to get back into it, man. Again, appreciate any and everyone that that listens, that, you know, how you say in the streets, fuck with your boy. Hey, fuck with your boy. I had a motherfucker, so you eating the niggas hit me. You know what I mean? Anyway, I appreciate each and everybody. So, I mean, let's get into it. Big news today, I think, or yesterday, I believe. Now, it's kind of interesting. Definitely not funny. If you remember last week, we had my man Jaquan, and also Big Stoner. Yo, my man Yellow, Rolling Stoner Yellow, they was in the building last week. And Yellow was saying that he was heading back to Detroit. And we talked about how Detroit be really wildin', right? And I think I've mentioned this before. I think actually I mentioned it with, what's my man? Devon Deshaun, because he's from Detroit. So if you go back to that episode, I talk about how Detroit be wilding. I love Detroit. Never been there. Love everyone that's from there. Whatever, whatever. We're always vibing. Y'all see how me and Yellow was vibing. That's just how it goes. But unfortunately, Detroit is still wilding. And sad news, T Grizzly, you know what I'm saying, a young MC, been coming up in the game the past 4 or 5 years. He was in his neighborhood, apparently. Somebody pulled up to his Jeep, shot up the spot. He escaped. The driver escaped. But his aunt, who's also his manager, she quit her job back in 2016 to help manage him. She was hit, and she didn't survive. So just horribly tragic. You know, to have someone who has his back, been down for him, who's his managers. And so, and I know people, now I was going to talk about support and how you should appreciate support, but I mean, imagine someone like literally giving up their livelihood to put you on, and in the midst of all of that, get taken out senselessly. So prayers and condolences, man, to T Grizzly. His whole team, his family, and man, not rest in peace. That's a man. I can't imagine. I can imagine the support. I have aunts that who ride or die, have roll or die for me. Thankfully, not literally, but you know, shouts out my Sandy, shouts out my aunt Robbie, and, you know, just, and if any of my other aunts listen, don't get offended. But hey, when it comes down to it, my aunt Sandy, my aunt Robbie has definitely held it down. So I can imagine them like doing that type of thing. But I definitely could not and would not want to imagine that happening to them. So yeah, just hope they can hold their head up as much as they can. And prayers to them, man. Speaking of violence, 4 people were shot in Atlanta, in the AUC, which is where Morehouse Spellman, I think, it's another, Morris Brown, I believe. Is Morris Brown still even open? It's in Atlanta. Y'all know AUC. 4 people were shot a couple days ago. We gotta chill. And it's funny, because racial disparity, you know, these things happen in certain spaces. certain spaces, front page news, happening in other spaces, and a little write up. But yeah, we gotta chill. Speaking of chill, and people who are gonna be on chill for a minute. And speaking of also to gun violence, Kodak Black pled guilty to federal gun charges today. He hasn't been sentenced yet, but yeah, bro, it's the feds. They don't play. I told y'all, I've been telling y'all, the feds don't play. You don't win against the feds, bro, unless you Irv Gotti, like the rapper producer Irv Gotti, not the real Irv Gotti. Like, unless you Irv Gotti, I think he is on the Irv Gotti, so that joke didn't even fly. You're not John Gotti, Teflon Don. Anyway, unless you're Irv Gotti, you don't beat the feds. So, yeah. My speculation is he'll probably do a year, but on the flip side, he has the rape charge in South Carolina that he has to contend with. And apparently that charge had something to do with him getting caught up with the federal charge. So he probably get like a year. He probably get the whole T.I. deal. But he just got a lot going on. He apologized for the Young Miami lyric where he said he'll like punch her in the stomach for getting pregnant by a boyfriend Southside. So maybe being on chill may be the best thing for him. But I don't know. It kind of makes me wonder how can we get, you know, incorporated? How can we fall for artists when they're constantly in trouble? And granted, I don't know if you can say Tupac did it, whatever, whatever. But that was then where the news was slow. You can disappear for 2 years and come back because most artists are only dropping albums every 2-3 years. In this day and age, when people expect to see you and hear from you constantly, I just don't know how wise that is. And I know I've said that I think that Kodak Black is a smart guy. Maybe uneducated, but he's a smart guy. But yeah, it's looking real crazy right now. So hold your head, but you got to chill, bro. Man, you're going to be chilling. It is what it is. So anyway, enough about that. Let's get to some good news. Boom, 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 boom. I don't have drums. What am I doing? Anyway, good news, good news, good news. Little Brother has reunited and they dropped their new album, May the Lord Watch. And yo, if you're from the South or you went to church in the South, you already know. May the Lord watch between you, me and D, one from another. Why are we absent? Blah, 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 blah. I forgot the rest. So I was like, when I heard the title, I was like, hey, yo, that's wild. You know what I'm saying? But no, the album is dope. I know a lot of people were really kind of pressed on them not having Knife Wonder doing the beats and stuff. I wasn't tripping. I do think they hold their own. Plus, like, real talk, the shining star, oddly enough, is Big Rapper Pooh. Or Rapper Big Pooh. No, it's Big Rapper Pooh. I can't ever say his name right. I've met him before. Long, long time ago. What was that, 2014? I think it was 5 years ago. My man Big Low, he had a show in Pensacola. It was a Rapper Big Pooh show. And Stess was the host. He was drunk. He was fucked up. And I had swore off alcohol the day before because I got fucked up the day before. And I was like, nah, I'm done with this. Well, then I started drinking again. Clearly. This nigga. Anyway, so we met, took a picture. But some like silly little girl was there and she photobombed the shit. So, but yeah, Rapper Big Pooh. But he killed it. Ain't gonna front. I really thought he was lacking, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. Not horribly. He was cool, but he definitely wasn't that strong of a big boy to Fontaine's Andre. So, you know what I'm saying? I thought he was cool. I ain't never think he was whack, but being next to Fonte, it was just kind of like glaring. Yo, now? Yo, like, yo, Pooh is on Fonte's ass. Like, he was getting it. And it really made me think, man, about older rappers, man. Like, we sleep on rappers once they get older. They get out of the whole hype. Like, we hyped about them because they knew. But it's crazy how these cats get better in time. But we, like, lose out because we like, nah, you was all right, or you ain't famous anymore. But, yo, like, Pooh was killing that shit. You know what I mean? Like, he was, when it looked like Fonte was just miles away from him, like, he was on par. And Fonte wasn't asleep. Fonte was doing Fonte. And new tickle, new tickle, new tickle. And Pooh was on his ass. So, man, big up to Pooh. Big up to the whole project, man. If y'all interested, y'all can check that out, man. It was pretty dope. What else we got? Now, we got three big albums dropping tomorrow. Should be today. But who's on the podcast on Thursday? This guy. who we got? First of all, we got Missy. Yes, Missy. Missy Elliott. Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. Yeah, that Missy. She's dropping a new album tomorrow. Called Iconology. Icon. I think I said it right. Iconology. Anyway. So you have that. Who else is dropping? Of course, well, you got probably, I don't know if it's the most hype. They all kind of in the same lane, to be honest. You got Iconology. You got Jeezy dropping Legend of the Snowman. And you got Rascally with Eve. So everything is dropping to tomorrow. So you say, yo, ain't got nothing to listen to, you lying your ass off. There's a ton of stuff to listen to. Ton of stuff to listen to. So go on your streaming apps and do that. If you want to download digitally, you know, just set that up. You may have to decide. I don't know if you want to spend that money or whatever. But, yo, Friday is going to be a busy day. So y'all want to stay tuned to that. Let me see. What else we got before we get into the next song? Let me see. You got Young Thug. He came out and said that Young Thug said that he's not gay. Speaking of Atlanta, he said he's not gay, so you guys can kill that noise. Trying to call mans out. He said he's not with it. I didn't care. We also, like, shot some shots at Wayne for whatever reason. I don't know how wise that is, but okay. And then also, he won another interview and, like, kind of disrespected. Well, he said, I don't think he disrespected Rich Homie Quan. He basically just, like, he don't fuck with him. He did some shady stuff, whatever. I kind of low-key think he probably got a blackball, to be honest. So, who knows what's going on with that. I ain't really concerned with it, so, whatever. So, the question is, Enigma, if you're not concerned with it, then why the hell did you bring it up? Because I'm here to deliver the news to you guys. This is the news portion, and as much as I don't give a fuck about Young Thug, you guys may give a fuck, so. Hey, what can I say? I'm trying to think. What else we got? Well, actually, you know what? Speaking of not just that, also wanted to get into what is it? Oh, about the album releases. I forgot about this. The album releases. What tripped me out about the album releases is what happened? That I'm surprised Missy dropped the same time. I'm surprised Missy dropped at the same time as, what's it called, Rascally. It's late, y'all. Chill out. I'm surprised Missy dropped at the same time as Rascally. I mean, and I know, like, Rascally's doing a whole rollout. Like, she's dropped a couple of videos. She's dropped a playlist, whatever, whatever, all of that. And like Missy, you say, hey, I'm gonna drop this or whatever. So yeah, that's what that alludes to or whatever. But no, I'm just like, what the world? Like, why? Missy knows that she's dropping. Now, I get it. Missy is doing it because it coincides with the VMAs and she's going to get the Vanguard Award or whatever. But on the flip side, I'm like, yo, y'all couldn't coordinate? Or at least holler at Knife and be like, hey, yo. But, yeah, I'm like, I can't coordinate that. Virginia and North Carolina, like, get that shit together. Anyway, but yeah, but I figured, boom, it's the age of streaming. We both can, they both can, you know, share, but I hope people don't get into something. I'm only listening to one female rapper at a time. Like, that would be unfair. I'm not going to, everybody listen to Jeezy. You ain't going to stop listening to Ross because Jeezy came out. And apparently Ross came out and said that he started dissing Jeezy because if he went to the club and the women, his women folk were listening to Jeezy, he didn't like it. So like, I'm gonna diss this nigga. Like, for real? That's what we doing in these streets? That's what's happening? Anyway, if we can get to the next track, man, I got my man Facey with a drip. And then we're going to come back with the second half of the show. This is the Enigma Myself Hour. You got time, baby.
Oh, trip. I got the sauce. I got the juice, nigga. I got the squeeze. Oh, trip. That boy your boss, nigga. That boy your fool, nigga. That boy your fame. Oh, trip. Jerry Curl. The way I drip, drip. Get a grip, quick, dip shit. Ever scissors with a snip, snip. On your bitch, click, no shit. Niggas get exposed, it's a nip, slip. Oh, trip. Don't trip. The OG show me how to make the dope flip. I can turn a quarter to a whole brick. Special kind of cannon for that nose drip.
Nose drip.
Now put one of me under your lip. I am drugs, slightly loud, nigga, buy applause. But you still hear us, schizophrenic. See your flow, but it's been titanic. No GMO, all this shit organic. Don't flinch or panic, I grip too. And you shake it with the tools, you a new mechanic. Sit shit, stoop kid, never leave it stoop. Let's see inflicting damage, conflicted savage. But watch me manage like on ringside at a WWE fight. To the woods, bring it back to the east side. We live, got this honey with me like a beehive. If I ever leave, should be deprived of the D-I-C-K, Mike. D-I-E-A, babe, here's a revive. Fucking with this beer like a cellular device. I live loose and sleep tight like all night, all right. Feeling like I ate the hero all night. Nigga, this that wall white. Pure from a fancy formulated. That's a foreign place. It's fortified by women fornicating for my entertainment. And a cellar silent in my mind. Like I'm just demonstrating all the fucking patience that it takes for me to elevate it. Motherfuckers should be celebrated. Watch them live action, been reanimated. Looking in the mirror like a day we made it. Naked, naked, naked for the bacon. Waiting patient for the trip. Bitches going crazy for the trip. Lean back, blast from the trip. All a nigga know is the hustle. I treat the booth like the gym, nigga, get it off the muscle. You ain't talking money, nigga, fuck. Chat to your nose for your thing, to a butter bar built for the tussle. Hands get used to the niggas in my finger. New to the trigger, if it's violence, I'ma bust you. 4 miles bread in the jungle, big dog came with a muscle. Oh, shrimp, the leaky faucet, frequent trips to the dentist. You see me flossing, decent shrimp with the grits. We eat like this often, I feel like Michael Oak. When I'm in the office, now I'm really spazzing. I'm the Creed type, you are no assassin. But you're so suspicion, under the sea. Like fish is strip, drip, bitch, only. That I bang with my ifness in it. Crazy, I'm with babies like an infant. In an instant, I can end all existence. No matter the distance, consistently persistence. Psyche is my witness. Don't set your hair like your eyes isn't lipsis. You gon' need lips just to fix this, baby. Rap game made me. Weezy F, baby, not an F, this for facing. I just took my flow off safety. Oh, trip. I got the sauce. I got the juice, nigga. I got the squeeze. Oh, trip. That boy your boss, nigga. That boy your fool, nigga. That boy your fiend. Oh, trip. Cherry curl. The way I drip, drip, get a grip quick. Dip shit, ever since it's with the snip slip. On your bitch click, no shit. Niggas get exposed, it's a nip slip. Oh, trip. Walk with the, walk with the, walk with the. Oh, trip. Walk with the, walk with the, walk with the. Oh, trip. Walk with the, walk with the, walk with the. Oh, trip. Walk with the, walk with the. Oh, trip.
All right, and we're back. This is the Enigma Myself. I was your boy, Enigma September. And unfortunately, our featured guest could not make it. Nothing that he could have done or could do about it. So, just gonna have to continue the show. The show must go on. Am I right? Yes, I am. So you guys get yet another true Enigma myself hour. Like, the whole hour would be for real, for real. So it'd be nice. Speaking of nice, woo, represent for Tarif. Tarif Knockout and those nose. They don't play this week, but their rivals do. Roll Work Ahead. I really hope it does. Anyway, yeah, so this weekend, Miami and Florida, the University of Florida, play each other. Apparently in Orlando. So, whoop-de-doo. Cool for them. I could care less. I thought of, you know, football. It'd be nice to see some football. And I like college football more so than the NFL, so it would be nice to see some college football. Who do I know will win? I have no idea. I don't have a dog in the fight. Do I want both of them to lose? No. Do I want both of them to win? I don't care. But I do hope they go out there and give a good show, and then when they face Florida State, they lose. That's it. Whoever loses, they get a second loss, and then they win the rest of the games. I hope whoever wins meets Florida State undefeated, get their first loss of the season, and then go ahead and, yeah. I grew up in the 90s. I'm a 90s team. I remember when all three teams were like powerhouses and kicking everybody's ass, and then the national championship was decided between them. I would like to see that happen again. So, low-key, I root for Florida. I root for Miami whenever they're not playing Florida State. Actually, you know what? Let me take that back. I used to root for Florida and Miami and Florida State won. Now, yeah, I really don't care. I really think that major college football is a scam. I think that it's all based on ratings and money. And I think most importantly, that these major colleges use black bodies, black boys. Now, granted, you can make the argument that not everyone on the field is a black person, and it's true. However, the majority of them are, and if you know the history or some of the history of college football, and you understand that a lot of that talent used to go to black schools because they didn't have a choice. So that's why until recent history, a lot of the football records were held by HBCU coaches, like Jay Gaither at FAMU, like, hey, what's my man's name? Like Grambling. And, yo, football, let me broke my black card. I don't know who Eddie Robinson? Anyway, y'all know what I'm talking about. Grambling, FAMU, their coaches held these records for years up until, you know, Bobby Bowden and Joe Paterno finally took them. But that was because of the players that they had, that they got from across the railroad tracks. And I attended HBCU. Anyone who knows, I went to FAMU. Actually, this year's the 20th anniversary since I begun, when I became a Rattler officially, my first year on campus. But those schools like FAM, Hampton, Howard, you know, Norfolk State, Perryview, Jackson State, all these HBCUs, and even some of the other smaller colleges have suffered because of the money grab that these bigger schools and the money grab between the bigger schools and the sport networks and the presidents and all this other crap. And so when you go to a HBCU game, when you go to a FAMU game and you compare FAMU, especially here in Tallahassee, when you compare FAMU to Florida State and you sit there and you wonder why, you know, Florida State or why FAMU can't do what Florida State did, or why FAMU will take a used Jumbotron from Florida State and why can't go get their own. Just remember, all that merchandise, all the licensing, you know, all the commercials and TV deals and the ACC networks and the SEC networks on Fox and all that other crap. Just know who's really paying the cost. And it's these smaller schools, it's these, in particular these HBCUs who used to have the talent, train the talent, you know, and nurture the talent, not just for a pseudo NFL career, but really care for them because of who they are and where they come from. And yeah, we lost that way. So yeah, before you wag the finger at these HBCUs, man, just realize where the money going. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people lose sight of that. They go and they look and they just be like, oh, why fam you can't do this? You know, why Hampton, why Howard can't do this? Why, you know, Morehouse can't do this? And it's like, bro, man, you got the money. Cause y'all sending the money over there. And not to be on some that would be on some hotel, but it is what it is. I'm sorry. And honestly, to be real, some shit ain't hotel, bro. Some shit is just history. Real talk. Some shit is just history. It is what it is. It ain't no, and it's not to make one feel guilty, because I'd be a hypocrite. So clearly, I'm wearing a Florida State cap. That's the new mascot, so it ain't like I bought this years ago. but regardless, you know, I know the history. I know what it is. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, I'm trying to refrain or fall back from, you know, fall back from that. I don't know. Yeah, nothing to do with hip hop. I know Joe probably listening like, bro, this for the fix. You talking sports. What you talking about? The hell you talking about? But hey, you know, it was on my mind. Speaking of, ghetto shit. Ghetto shit versus prep shit, man. I know everybody got something to say about Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A. Yo, this shit been wild. Again, I know it ain't hip hop, but it's in the sphere. Y'all work with me. We gonna do this. Yo, and also too, man, shout out to my baby, Felicia, Miss Fee, Miss Photography. Y'all check her out, you know what I'm saying? She got her photography thing going on. Boom, boom, boom. You need some flicks. You're in Tallahassee in the local area. She got you. Free promo, because that's my baby. Anyway, so she got me chicken sandwiches. So, I ain't have to wait in line, player. Get you one. Get you a wifey, son. You know what I mean? Yeah, Joe, my bad, bro. Hey, Joe, if you want to take the fan, you Florida State thing and run with it. You can do that. Hey, my bad. But yeah, I mean, everyone got me a chicken sandwich, so I got mine. Y'all mad. Y'all in line. It's your boy, Skinny Penis. yeah, maybe get you a Skinny Penis. You get you a girl that can go get you some Popeye's chicken sandwich. I guess if I'm going to give my synopsis of the sandwich, it's thicker, like everything from the hood. Yo, but for real though, real talk, Joe. Yeah, Lindy's. Yeah, y'all tripping now. I'm down with Lindy's. I ain't gonna fry. I ain't been Lindy's in a minute. 20 years ago, I used to go Lindy's straight from Ricketts when I had money, which wasn't all the time. That's why I told y'all I was in the cafeteria when the Beast episode. I was in the cafeteria. But when we did leave campus, I was at Lindy's, bro. But no, it's definitely thicker than Chick-fil-A. Like the pickle or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's a chicken sandwich. You can't really fuck up a chicken sandwich. If you do, goddamn. you got the business. But yo, it's just been funny shit. I think the funniest thing, there's been a couple of funny things. Right. Chill out. Tell my business, baby. but no, He gonna maybe go get some tomorrow then, that's the case. But no, what I was saying. Oh, just the funny stuff, like, shouts out to Roy Wood. Again, FAMU in the building. Roy Wood, he had a video where he had the chicken sandwich alliance. It was kind of like on some like The Wire. It was like, yo, we told this motherfucker to come in and start selling chicken sandwiches. And he just had like the different franchises. Yo, y'all gotta check it out. Check out Roy Wood Twitter. He got a video in regards to the chicken sandwiches. It's funny. And then like it was the other joint. They had like Chick-fil-A and Popeyes like beefing. They meet in the street. They start fighting and shit. Yo, it's crazy. But I say this, my opinion on the whole deal, man, is angle front. Y'all like, why are they talking about chicken now? The lead in is go back to the Florida State FAMU shit. And I really look at it like it's really glaring, the like low key racism, yo. And really racism, or not racism, just the mentality or the oppression of like black folks and what we expect. Because I seen a lot of people with sly remarks about Popeyes and customer service. And you ever went to a Popeyes, you ever went to a Chick-fil-A, you can look who's serving the food at each establishment. And you see who predominantly at each one. And it kind of made me look at how people judge these establishments, and even more so any fast food, really. And well, actually, I take it back. All fast food, and then you take Chick-fil-A. Now, of course, everyone knows Chick-fil-A is already been in hot water for a minute because of the owners. Homophobic views. Chill out, Joe. I'm getting to it. I got time. Relax, son. Homophobic views as well as what else? And then also too, like I said, just they don't serve food on Sunday, super religious. Chick-fil-A is super white. Let's say it like that, right? And then you look at all the other fast food restaurants and who do they predominantly have? Black folks. And I find it interesting when I see people, in particular black folks, when they give praises to Chick-fil-A or even a, and sorry Felicia, Publix versus a Piggly Wiggly or a Winn-Dixie. And I can't help but look at who's serving and who's working there and then how people complain about it. So even though these establishments aren't quote-unquote black businesses, it's really interesting how people view these establishments that may hire predominantly black people and the image between Chick-fil-A and Popeyes. And really just has been glaring because of the chicken wars. And the shit that been on Twitter was funny too, but between their Twitter accounts. But I really been peeping out how people view Popeyes and, yeah, man. Actually, it's kind of sad. It's sad because I don't think people recognize it in themselves. They don't see that they may stick their nose up to a Popeyes or a McDonald's. And the reason is because who's working there, not because of the product, not because of who owns it, but because of who they see in the front window, even though that person looks like them. So I say this, man. Check your bias. Even if you get your own kind, because sometimes you can be telling on yourself. Matter of fact, I think the funny thing I saw on Twitter, they used the, what's the meme? What's your boy? He just Alvin. Don't know if I said his name right. And he was on Hot Wings, and he got his meme. He's just like, he's choking on a hot wing, because it's like super hot, because that's hot wings, hot show, whatever. They eat hot wings on the show. Anyway, he's choking on it, and he's just like, shit, fuck. Anyway, so somebody used that, and it was like, how you join? It's like, the employee, how you join the sandwich, sir? It's like, owner of Chick-fil-A. It's like, hey, this is nice. This is our new chicken sandwich formula. And the employee like, no, that's what they're serving. That's what the niggas are serving over at Popeyes. And they sort of mean where you like, yo, shit is like hella funny. But it really, the fact that he said niggers down at Popeyes, like, that's what really caught my attention in regards to just the how we view Chick-fil-A versus Popeyes, and really why we put, you know, Chick-fil-A in such a high standard, even though they still sell the same salty ass chicken. We all getting diabetes and high blood pressure from both their asses, but fuck me, right? Okay, so Joe, since you want to bring up old shit, I'm getting this, and I gotta play this couple of songs, and I'm gonna get the hell up out of here because I have no contact information to give you guys. And Pat got some work to do. Hey, Pat got some work to do. It's gonna be nice trying to edit this show. Yeah, this is what we do. Anyway, Joe in the Joe in the comment section of YouTube hit me up like, what do I think about the Jay-Z deal? Now, sir, I talked about this on the last episode. Hey, no, but I did a little bit more research because I really wasn't sure. And actually, they came out with a video that I saw last night that came out during the last taping of the Niggas Up Hour. So I must have just missed it. Okay, real quick. Felicia asks, let's pretend Popeyes and Chick-fil-A were hip-hop artists. Who would you compare them to? Popeyes is DMX. Chick-fil-A is Eminem. Yeah. Yeah. How about that? How about them apples? And all of a sudden, after 20 years, DMX just dropped a hit single on their ass. And everybody's like, oh, I told y'all DMX was dope. And it was like, yeah, I've been rocking Eminem the whole time. Shut the hell up. Anyway, back to the Jay-Z joint. I saw a video of, and yeah, I love Eminem, so fuck all y'all. In my own bias. But yeah, I saw a video of Jay-Z and Roger Goodell. Chick-fil-A can't beat, well, Chick-fil-A can't, maybe Drake. But I don't know. I would say, what, Chick-fil-A is Drake and Popeyes is Kendrick Lamar? I don't know. Y'all, talk so much yourself. Let me get my shit together. Okay, so I saw this joint with Jay-Z talking with Roger Goodell in the Roc Nation meeting room, and they talked about the deal and what it was trying to do. And it was interesting because a lot of the stuff that I thought, or what I thought I knew, and a lot of stuff that some people discussing, I could tell that people hadn't watched the announcement. They either saw clips, saw somebody report it and went off a reporting of it, or they just saw the announcement and just went off because it's Jay-Z in the NFL and whatever. Because a lot of the stuff that, a lot of the questions that people had in regards to the deal and the sponsorship, but the partnership and all of that shit. Like Jay, and also a lot of misconceptions about if Jay was trying to trample over Cap and what Cap been trying to do, whatever. Like Jay kind of answered those questions in that meeting that was televised and available on YouTube. And I didn't even watch the whole thing. I watched like the first, like a 45 minute joint. I watched like 25 minutes of it. But a lot of the questions and really a lot of the assumptions that people had about the deal, like, he talked about it. And I still can see why people may feel a ways about it. They may think that, I mean, it's a really it's a rabbit hole. And you really have to, when you come out to the information about the deal, about what people think of the deal, you have to unpack a lot of stuff. You have to unpack people's feelings about the NFL now, and not just the NFL now, not just the NFL since Kaepernick, the NFL period. Because really, if you want to sit and say, oh, the NFL did Cap wrong, they rate racist. Yo, the NFL been racist, bro. Like, it took like forever that they don't have even a black quarterback or even a black coach, a black head coach. I think, the first black head coach was Dungy back in like 2000. The league been around, this is a 100th year. They only first had a black coach in the past last 20. League been racist. So if your granddaddy, your great granddaddy, your daddy, your uncle, your brother, all been off in the NFL, and all of a sudden they want to be like, hey man, fuck the NFL in the past 3-4 years. Bro, the NFL been racist, dog. What you talking about? This ain't new. But then again, if you've been rocking with the NFL all this time, then bro, you should be like, oh, the NFL doing what the NFL do. What you expect? Be here. But yeah, unpack people feeling with the NFL. Unpack people's feeling about, like I said, about Jay-Z, about Kaepernick, and what it means or whatever. It's a lot, and I don't think. It also depends on, and also too, civil rights. You know, do you think that civil rights is something that has to be completely grassroots? Should it be a mix of grassroots and corporate and politics? Or should it be, you know, corporate politics? Do we just have to take a piece of the American pie and then build off that? Like, it's so many filters that it's hard to unpack what the deal may mean to anybody. Because people will look at it in different ways. If you already hated Jay-Z and think he a capitalist and think capitalism is wrong, then you already going to be like, fuck this deal. If you think the NFL is just inherently racist and always be racist, then you just going to be like, hey, man, fuck this deal. You know what I'm saying? If you think that black people have to be just only can survive by being grassroots, then you can be like, fuck this deal. But there's a lot of other things that you have to take into account that could make you second think that it could be so simple as to say, fuck this deal. A, if you look at Jay-Z from the early, not late 90s and early 2000s, then you would think that Jay-Z is a piece of trash. And according to Dame Dash, Jay-Z is a piece of shit. But but he is biased, clearly. And he looks like he sells insurance door to door now. I don't know what's going on with Dame, but I'm pretty sure he has more money than me. Anyway, but if you think Jay-Z is trash because of that, then yeah. But if you look at what Jay-Z has done in regards to social awareness and in regards to not just social awareness, but black social issues awareness, he's done a lot in the past like 5 years. And when you look at the mold where he's been in the past 5-6 years or whatever, since he got married and had kids, this kind of go in line to what he's already been doing. So it's hard to judge him. It's hard to think that he's doing this selfishly, that he's just doing it for the money. Granted, he may be trying to get money, but to think he's doing it solely just to get money and he's selling out, it's hard to say that when he's been doing all of these things that it goes hand in hand in regards to entertainment and education about black issues. And also too, if you want to call him out and say, oh, he's just a capitalist trying to get paid, then what, you gonna call Oprah out? You gonna call Ava for doing the 13th documentary, or doing the movie about Central Park 5? That was educational, let people know. You gonna blame Dream Hampton for doing the miniseries on R. Kelly? Because she got paid for that. And I think that's what a lot of people got to understand, too. Even though you have people that work in social work and promote social issues, guess what? They got to get paid. Martin Luther King kids ain't never been skinny. Malcolm X kids were skinny, but they ain't never looked sick. You know why? Because their fathers were getting money some kind of way. And even still, after their fathers passed away, unfortunately, they weren't looking crazy. So I think people got to get out of this idea that if you get paid, that you are somewhat compromised. And it may be true. You may get some compromise. But in the day, man, people got to eat and they got kids. So you can throw up your fist all you want to, but until you can find some way to get put food on that table, bro, I don't know how much I can do for you. You know what I mean? But on the flip side, I think that, not only is all rant, I forgot my thought. And also, too, you have to look at it, you know, why the NFL? Well, this is another thing, too. A lot of this black social consciousness isn't necessarily for black people. And if it's one, it's for white people. Point blank. We know who we are for the most part. We know where we come from. We know what pride we hold for ourselves. But it's like, yo, we gotta let these white people know because they got some of the money and some of the power. And we gotta be like, hey, yo, don't shoot. Hands up. Black Lives Matter. I am valuable. Why am I valuable? Let me present this to you. And for them, they try to ignore it. And that's what was the root of the protest, is that Kaepernick put it in front of them and they were trying to ignore it. They was trying to bury it. Jay, from what I understand, from what the partnership should be, is like, nah, we're going to put this back in front of y'all. And what better place is the NFL? Matter of fact, what better place is not just the NFL, but halftime of the Super Bowl? Well, we know all of y'all going to be watching. Or most of y'all going to be watching. So even though you tried to bury this man for what he was doing, we're going to put it in front of y'all. Now, also, too, on that point, because you think about, okay, they tried to bury Cap. NFL going through all this shit just to show that, hey, we love black people and we weren't trying to bury them. Just hire the man. You ain't got to do a whole deal with Jay-Z. Just get the man hired. I mean, he led a team to the Super Bowl. And if you know anything about the NFL, you know that the NFL do whatever they can to keep their star players in the league and in front of people. So the fact that no team would give him a chance at anything, like, look, dumb crazy. Because you've seen worse quarterbacks get, you know what I'm saying, chances or whatever. I think people should be emotional. Joe said, I don't think people should be emotionally invested in this. To me, the only question is how we deal with reducing police violence against black people. That's true. That's true. But I think that plays into reducing the police violence, because, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to try to wrap this up because we are in mid hour, and unlike Friday shows, I got to go to work tomorrow. Or last Thursday show. But no, I do think it does help in that regard, regarding reducing police violence, because part of the police violence is that police don't value black lives, or they are afraid of black people. When I say people, I mean people. Black men, black women, black children. They are afraid of us because of the images that continue to be portrayed in the media. So, again, and it kind of ties into that, the entertainment part of the deal. It's like, why entertainment? Because our image, unfortunately, in this country, is tied into entertainment. We are known as the ball players, as the rappers, as the singers, as the singing dance, and all that other dumb crap. But that's how we're tied in, and that's how mid-America sees us when they don't have a constant interaction with us. So we can control that narrative in any way, if not, and try to control it in every way, but that'd be almost impossible because just how this country is set up. If we can just control it in any way, let's do that, because if we can show, like, look, we're not scared. We're not going to kill you. We are afraid of guns just like you are. We are afraid of violence just as much as you are. We just want to eat, and eat what you want to eat, our chicken sandwiches just like you do, Chick-fil-A or Popeyes. It don't matter. if we can get that across to people that don't interact with us every day, all day, then let's do that. And I think that's what the deal, the partnership is trying to do. That's the basis of it. And I think that's why Jay was saying that it's, I think that's why Jay was saying that this is just continuation of what Cap is, what's doing. Cap was trying to bring awareness of police brutality in black communities. Boom. What are some of the reasons why police shoot black people? Outside of just being cold murderers, some of them are, let's be real. But some are just really, they just don't know. They're racist by default because of how society portrays us. So it's like, yo, we can control this narrative and show some of these white people that may not be completely, it may not be racist, but are just caught up in the image that they see. I mean, it's like Zimmerman. He's like, oh, they just all like the, and some of it's probably because, and apparently he had helped black kids and whatever. I don't know if that's bullshit. It probably is compared to how he act now. But some of that is just the image where it's just like they think that we just, because they see the images, they think that's who we are, and they react to those images, not because they really hate black people. They don't see every black person and just want to pop a cap. But when they're in a situation, like, those images pop up and they react to those images, not to that person. So we can reprogram them and say, look, if you see a black person, you don't have to automatically think thug and gangster, but think lawyer, doctor, or regular citizen. Yeah, hey, maybe they won't fire off. There's no excuse for it. I ain't trying to say that, oh, we should let them, you know, let them be free because of the images portrayed. Nah. But if we can help out in any way to save our own ass and get paid, perhaps, hey, let's do what we can do. You know what I mean? So, again, it still looks shaky because don't know if we can trust the NFL. Don't know if we can trust white people. Or racist white people. Let me say that. I like white people. Well, racist white people. Or white people that have shown themselves to be racist. Don't know if we can trust them. But yeah, we can try to do anything to help shape the narrative that's going to help keep us alive and help us to strive in this country. Let's do every little bit that we can, man. And I believe that Jay is trying to do that. I believe Jay-Z is trying to do that. But just don't know. I think I'm in the lane of, I don't know if NFL is using him as a shield because they could simply just hire Cap and that'd be that. Everybody'd be like, all right, that's all we really want. Y'all racist anyway, but goddamn, just hire the man back. Y'all just showing y'all racist. Y'all just forcing me to eat the goddamn tough ass, unsalted, dry ass chicken. You say, goddamn. I knew the NFL was racist. I ain't know it was racist. Goddamn. I can't fuck with you. I'm going to defend you. Racist NFL? You just throw it out there. Now I look stupid. Help me. Nigga. Help me. Like, what was it do? Anyway, let's get up out of here, man. Yo, shout out to Joe. I appreciate you, bro, for supporting your boy. Felicia, appreciate you for supporting your man. Again, shouts out to Prince Presley, man. Just to reiterate, there was some things that came up last minute, and that's why it didn't happen. So, you guys can get the podcast on Monday. It'll just be me and my smiley faces. Next week, matter of fact, let me go ahead and do this. I told you I don't spend too much, and my phone button died. How about that? I'm going to go ahead and give you guys what we have next week, and then we're going to get up out of here. I'll just be patient one time. And it's kind of crazy. Ain't no, I can actually talk to myself for 30 minutes. How about that? Oh, yeah. Next week. Whoop, whoop. Next week, we have we have my man T. Porter, but it's going to be more of a roundhouse of photographers and photographers in the city. They're going to talk about hip-hop photography, taking hip-hop photos, making hip-hop videos, and the whole thing. So, that should be interesting and dope. So, yeah. So again, appreciate any and everybody for supporting your boy. Hit that smash that subscribe button below. If you listen to the podcast, again, hit that subscribe button. So when this pops up, you get an alert. And we out here. This is your boy Enigma September. And this is the Enigma Sep Hour on Freedom Train Radio. You got time, baby. Peace. Much love to you.